Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Department of Law reports that 59-year-old Evan P. Nikolai, a monk associated with the Russian Orthodox Church, turned himself into the Kodiak Police Department to report that he sexually abused an 8-year-old child. He turned himself in on October 2nd. Nikolai arrived accompanied by the abused child's parent and a priest of the Kodiak Russian Orthodox Church. As a monk, Nikolai was permitted to stay at the housing provided by the church, according to a press release. Police learned that Nikolai stayed in Alaska at several Russian Orthodox locations, including in Anchorage, Bethel, Iklutna, Homer, and Koktovik, as well as a monastery about an hour outside of Phoenix, Arizona. Nikolai was charged by Kodiak police with second-degree sexual abuse of a minor, and the case is being prosecuted by the Kodiak District Attorney's Office. If convicted at trial, Nikolai faces up to 99 years behind bars, and Nikolai currently remains in jail with court-ordered bonds totaling $50,000 in cash that must be posted prior to his release. His next scheduled court date is for a preliminary hearing on Wednesday, October the 13th, in Kodiak District Court at 2:30 in the afternoon. And if the public has information regarding this case or other potential victims or has knowledge that may aid in this investigation, you are urged to contact Detective Sergeant Kathleen Gambling in Kodiak. And we've got contact information on that on our website at RadioKenai.com. An off-duty firefighter for the Nikiski Fire Department died in an apparent drowning off of the coast of Oxnard, California on Friday evening. This according to the Ventura County Star publication. And the victim was identified on Saturday as 54-year-old Matthew Quiner, according to the Ventura County Medical Examiner's Office. The Ventura County Star reports that Quiner was apparently found in the water and given CPR on the shore. He was taken via ambulance to St. John's Regional Medical Center in Oxnard, where he was pronounced dead. Publication reports Quiner had been wearing swimming gear and had been swimming alone at the time. And according to a follow-up, a social media post from his wife, Quiner reportedly suffered a heart attack while snorkeling in the water, which resulted in the drowning. She says he had acute coronary syndrome and two of his coronary arteries were mostly blocked. This according to what she explained on her personal social media account. Quiner, who had reportedly been working with the Nikiski Fire Department since 2002, had also been an EMT and an engineer for them. And on their personal Facebook page, the Nikiski Fire Department posted an image of their fire department logo with a black bar across the middle from left to right, which is typically called the mourning band. And a GoFundMe has been set up in hopes of paying for funeral expenses with the goal of raising $25,000. Caption of the fundraiser said that Quiner unexpectedly died while on vacation with most of his family in California. It also says the details of their return to Alaska and his funeral arrangements have not been finalized. And for more information on the GoFundMe, log on to RadioKenai.com. The FBI has launched a new campaign encouraging Alaskans to report hate crimes. The campaign will use digital, print, and radio advertisements across the state, as well as transit advertisements in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau. According to state data, only 10 hate crimes were reported in Alaska last year, 9 against a person, 1 against a property. Anthony Jung, special agent in charge of the FBI's Anchorage field office, explained to Alaska's news source what hate crimes are defined as.
Whether it's whole or in part, and it's a bias against a group. So ethnicity, race, religion, disability, gender, gender identity, or sexual orientation. And then if we demonstrate or it's demonstrated that that bias is what motivated the crime, then it's a hate crime.
Jung also said,
like 77% of what we're seeing in hate crimes are just those simple assaults, whether it's just, you know, something that may not be a significant injury, but as with anything, particularly with those kind of biases, it escalates.
Experts believe many hate crimes in Alaska go unreported. Part of the FBI's new campaign calls for agents to reach out to more communities throughout the state.
Reporting hate crimes is something that, as a law enforcement leader, the things that we don't know are the things that keep us up at night. So along the lines of hate crimes, if we don't know about it, we can't action it. So those that we do, we action.
The FBI hopes its new campaign will encourage victims and witnesses to come forward. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.